This is the Wednesday, August 14, 2013 edition of Smart People, a half-hour show featuring interviews with smart people. My name is Elmer Weens, and I am hosting today's edition of Smart People at CITR 101.9 FM radio and CITR.ca on the web. Today I'm talking with a representative of the smart and talented people who work at the BC Cancer Foundation, Doug Nelson. During the first part of the show, Doug Nelson will talk about the BC Cancer Agency and Foundation. During the second part of the show, Doug will talk about the Concrete Hero fundraising event, including details on registration, difficulty of the obstacle course, like physical and age limitations, some history of the event in other cities, and UBC students' involvement. We will end the show with Doug telling us about some recent breakthroughs for cures for cancer. Welcome, Doug. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, sorry for this little glitch in the introduction. You know, this is student radio, and I'm a student here. Okay, Doug, you're the president and CEO of the BC Cancer Foundation. Please tell us about your background and experience raising funds for research and healthcare organizations.
Well, the BC Cancer Foundation is the largest funder of cancer research here in British Columbia. Last year, we had more than 100,000 individual donors from all across British Columbia. And our goal is really to connect those donors with the groundbreaking research and the enhancements to care that are taking place at the BC Cancer Agency.
The BC Cancer Foundation raises funds for the BC Cancer Agency. Please tell us about the relationship between these two organizations.
Absolutely. The BC Cancer Foundation exists to raise money to support groundbreaking research. So we work very, very closely with the women and men at the BC Cancer Agency to identify the areas of highest priority and greatest promise to raise the standard of care for all British Columbians who are going through cancer. And it's an ongoing process. We work with them daily to determine where the donor dollars that we raise can be put to greatest use.
Actually, part of the BC Cancer Agency then, the
We're a separate legal organization, but we work very, very closely with them. And the BC Cancer Agency has six care centers around the province. Wherever the BC Cancer Agency is, the BC Cancer Foundation is there as well. We have people on the ground who work with donors and communities all across BC.
You're incorporated then what, as a society or as a charity or?
Yeah, we're an independent not-for-profit. That works. We were actually founded in 1935, so we're one of the older not-for-profits in British Columbia. And we have, throughout our history, worked with donors to improve patient care across BC.
The BC Cancer Agency receives funding by way of the Provincial Health Services Authority and the Ministry of Health. What is the difference between this source of government funding for the agency and the funding that the foundation provides?
Well, in British Columbia, we're actually very fortunate when it comes to cancer. We've got the greatest outcomes, or the best outcomes, meaning people who are diagnosed with cancer live longer, and many more go on to the new normal of life after cancer. And there's more funding in British Columbia to support cancer care. The provincial government does a great job of making new therapeutics available to British Columbians that will improve their care. And one thing we say sort of offhand is in BC we have more access to drugs than any other province, any other province in Canada. But the government doesn't have a direct line item for cancer research. And so our funding that we raised, and last year we raised about $58 million, those dollars go to support cancer research that raises the standard of care. So the government provides dollars to deliver care, and we provide the dollars to make sure that care is better every day, if not every year.
So, is this because of the shortfall in the operations of the Cancer Agency that the government provides? It's like extra and on top of.
Yeah, we believe that philanthropy really is the margin of excellence that allows cancer care to move forward here in British Columbia. A lot of the discoveries that are made here in BC have benefited people all around the world. And there's some great examples about discoveries made here in Vancouver that have saved lives in Nigeria, in Japan, China, and many other places around the world.
Yeah, I was looking at the budget for the BC Ministry of Health, like $16.5 billion. It's very expensive providing care, health care in the province. And so this is a way of expanding on that.
Absolutely. The healthcare budget is the fastest growing budget in the provincial government. The cancer budget is the fastest growing part of the health budget. And the drug budget or the chemotherapy budget is the fastest growing part of the cancer budget. It is a it's really important that we better understand who is going to benefit from therapeutics when they're provided, and what new therapeutics need to be developed so that people can move past cancer into a life after cancer, into survivorship mode, is what the researchers call it.
As CEO and president of the BC Cancer Foundation, you work along with your board of directors, and that has some influence on, I guess that's the governance structure of your organization. Mm-hmm. How are people chosen to be members of the board of directors?
At the BC Cancer Foundation, we're really fortunate to have a great and engaged board of directors. We have 24 in total, and our chair is Jess Ketchum, who's been involved for a number of years and has done great things to advance cancer research in BC. So people who are looking to be on the board, contact the organization or members of the board, determine what the needs are for the board, people to represent different industries or different geographic areas in the province. For example, the BC Cancer Agency opened a new cancer center in Prince George a year and a half ago, and we wanted to move quickly to make sure we had representation from Prince George on our provincial board.
I've been interested in this matter of the board of directors and the incentives that they provide for the organization. How active are they actually in the ongoing operations of the BC Cancer Foundation?
Well, we are in every way a volunteer-led organization through our board of directors. They provide guidance, they approve our annual budget, and they're great advocates and champions for the organization in the community. Taken together, we couldn't exist without them, as someone who works very closely with our board, I wouldn't want to exist without them. They do a great job of making sure that the dollars that we take in from donors, that we accept from donors, go directly to the area that the donors intended, and those dollars make the biggest difference, the biggest impact possible.
You said they were volunteers?
All of our board of directors are volunteers, yes.
Do they get paid an honorarium for attending board meetings?
They do not. It is 100% volunteer.
Oh, that's interesting. That's something I did not know.
Yeah.
So it's unlike an organization like TransLink, where they have a board of directors who get appointed somewhat by the mayors and by an advisory board, and I believe they do get paid an honorarium for what they do.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but our board is 100% volunteer, and it's a cross section of the community, and it really is representative of British Columbia. Most of the people on our board have been touched by cancer in one way or another, either personally or someone very close to them. They know the powerful impact that cancer has on people's lives, and they want to do something about it. And they come together several times a year, and you'll see them out at all of our events, including Concrete Hero, which I know we're going to talk about later. Board members will be participating in that. Now, I don't know any of our board members are going to win that. Be the first to finish it, but they certainly will be active participants in it.
Last year, the BC Cancer Foundation raised a record $58 million for cancer research. To what things do you attribute this success?
Well, I think the cause is great, and we don't have to do anything and shouldn't do anything to remind people how scary and how devastating cancer can be. Anyone who's been touched or has lost someone or has been holding the hand of someone who's been going through treatment knows that cancer is something that we need to do something about. More than 24,000 British Columbians will be diagnosed with cancer this year. They'll hear those words, "you have cancer," from their doctor or their oncologist. And people want to do something about it. The great news is that research really is working. New discoveries are being made. People are living longer. They're being diagnosed earlier. The side effects of their treatments are being reduced. And there is a lot of reasons for hope and optimism. And a lot of that starts with the great work that's happening here in British Columbia. But for anyone who's been through it, and anyone who's lost someone to it, we know that research isn't moving fast enough. And the discoveries aren't happening soon enough for far too many British Columbians and people all across Canada and around the world. And that's why this research is so important. And that's why people step forward with their time and their treasure and give to support what is a great organization in the BC Cancer Agency and really the smartest kids in class when it comes to understanding what's going on in cancer and how we can improve outcomes for patients.
Right. You mentioned that it touches everybody and has touched everybody. I was telling you before that a friend of mine passed away last week from cancer, and that I'll be attending her memorial right after our talk today. So it's it's kind of choking up, isn't it? It's tough.
It is, and it is such a privilege to do the work that I do, and along with my colleagues at the foundation, we get to see the very best in people at what is often the very hardest points in their life, and people that are at a stage where the standard of care isn't going to be helpful to them. It's not yet caught up to their condition. And they're preparing to say goodbye, and they want to give back. They want to improve the course of treatment for people that will follow after them. And it really is inspiring.
Funds raised by your foundation are dispersed about the province to Vancouver and regional cancer centers mm-hmm. and research centers. Mm-hmm. And I understand that one time there was just one cancer center, which was in Vancouver, mm-hmm. and everyone in the province had to come there for treatment. Yeah. Now we have one in Abbotsford, one on Vancouver Island, one in Prince George,
Kelowna, and in Surrey.
So how is this allocation of money that you raise allocated among these regions?
Yeah. So we have many donors who live in different communities that want to support the cancer center that's closest to them. We have a lot of grateful patients who want to give back and support the cancer center that provided the care that they received. And we certainly facilitate that, in fact, encourage that. And so dollars are raised specifically for work happening at the Center for the Southern Interior in Kelowna or in Abbotsford. And so those dollars go, and those dollars are available to be used for work going on there. Secondly, we work really closely with the BC Cancer Agency to determine the areas of greatest priority that can make a difference for patients. And often that work is happening in a center that isn't here in Vancouver. We have some amazing work going on in immunotherapy on Vancouver Island at the Victoria Center. And anyone who's interested in funding new and novel treatments, that's where their dollars are going to go, to what is really a groundbreaking program.
Before we begin talking about the foundation's latest and very exciting project, the Concrete Hero Challenge fundraising event, what other aspects of the foundation's operations can you tell us about?
Well, we have a number of events, and that we work at the Ride to Conquer Cancer is our largest fundraising event that people may have heard of, in the Underwear Affair. The opportunity to run around the city in your underwear for 10 kilometers that happens every July. But we also have the biggest source of our money is individuals stepping forward and making a gift. And they want to do something about cancer, and they want to see a difference made in their community. And it really is working. We are so fortunate to have the number of donors that we have. And all of us here in British Columbia are incredibly fortunate to have the dedicated women and men at the BC Cancer Agency doing their life-saving work. Every day, the standard of care is improving in British Columbia. And while it's not yet improved to the point where everyone is cured, and we may never get there, but it is better this year than it was last year, and it will be even better in years forward. And we could not do that without the dollars that are donated by participants in our events or individuals that make a contribution.
Right. The song I was playing in the introduction is by Sarah McLachlan, and I got that off a CD that I purchased at an event. Well, a friend of mine purchased it for me, actually. And so they donated this CD with songs by Sarah McLachlan, Bare Naked Ladies, and a few other artists. I thought that was a very innovative way to raise funds for cancer research.
Yeah, absolutely. That happened in 2005. There was a great concert at Rogers Center, or Rogers Place, I always get the name of the stadium wrong. It used to be GM Place, but it's not that anymore. A great event. And it shows the entertainment community and many professions coming together to try and do something to support cancer research in British Columbia.
Okay, we're going to take a quick station break here, and we'll be back in about a minute or so. Elmer Weens here with Doug Nelson at CITR 101.9 FM radio on the Smart People Show. Doug Nelson, President and CEO of the BC Cancer Foundation, will be talking about the Concrete Hero fundraising event. So, Doug, before we start this portion of the program, I do want to play something for you.
Brace yourself. Something is about to shake Vancouver to its core.
Got all these people together. It's a great energy.
Concrete Hero, the ultimate urban obstacle challenge benefiting BC Cancer Foundation.
It's something unique and different.
Get ready for the most fun, utterly awesome obstacle course race this city has ever seen. Be prepared and ready for any circumstance. Test your endurance. Show us what you're made of.
It's awesome.
Leap over parked cars in the Lionsgate traffic jam from hell. Scale the Chief with thousands of your closest friends. Swing your way over Lost Lagoon without falling in.
It's not just a normal marathon. You've got all these obstacles in the mix, which makes it exciting.
Come face to face with the city's elements like you've always wanted. It's going to be tough, but make no mistake, this event isn't just for extreme athletes or gym junkies. It's for anyone who wants to challenge themselves for a great cause.
This is a one-of-a-kind event. You can walk through, you can run through, you can jog through, come with your friends, come as a group, come by yourself.
So prove yourself in this chip-timed competitive 7K challenge and make a huge difference for people affected by cancer right here in your own community.
This is completely different than anything else, and that's why I want to do this again.
Be concrete in what you stand for. Sign up today at 604-488-HERO or concretehero.ca.
Well, that's really energizing and very energetic. And I'm glad I managed to get this on here. Like I said, I'm a student here this summer, or filling in for students, and I am a student. I'm a retired student. And luckily, we have some really great techs here working at CITR 101.9 FM. So that energizing and energetic video, what's your response to that?
I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait. On September 29th, there really will be a few thousand of us out starting in Strathcona Park and having a lot of fun and doing something that's really unique and creative to raise money for cancer research. You know, this is the first time this event or anything like this has been done in Canada. We're really excited about what we're going to be able to do on the 29th. And the community's responded. There are people signing up every single day, and the dollars are being raised every single day. We're really, really looking forward to having a great time. And then as soon as the event's over, we look forward to putting those dollars to work for cancer research.
Well, watching that video, which I did before I came here, I was a little scared. A guy like me, am I going to be able to get out there and do that that challenge, hopping over cars and climbing those obstacles?
You know, there's a way over or around any of the obstacles, but it's a 9-kilometer run with some fun obstacles put in the way, and it really is a way for people by themselves or with a group of friends to come together raise some money for an important cause, have a great time, and enjoy the after party. We'll all have something to celebrate and some stories to tell after the event's over.
So is there going to be something for families? I found a Concrete Hero 2.5-kilometer fun run for families. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
Well, that'll be a way for, because the event's happening in the morning, a way for individuals to come out and bring their families and participate in something that maybe is a little bit less challenging that the kids can do with mom or dad or friends and family. Then finish that and then cheer on whoever's participating in the main event.
Right. So how does this Concrete Hero Obstacle Challenge raise funds? What's the process by which a person can join and participate?
Anyone can sign up. Just go to concretehero.ca. The participants are 16 years of age or older, and you sign up raise a minimum of $400 to participate. Most participants will raise much more than the $400, and that money goes directly to support cancer research here in British Columbia.
And what do registrants do? They go around and they ask people to back them? Teams?
To sponsor them as individuals and as part of teams. And we've got an online email system that makes it really easy to make requests. And what we find is people are somewhat nervous about starting the fundraising. But what they find when they send out the emails, when they start asking their friends and family and colleagues, is that people are very, very open to supporting it. Everyone has a story. Everyone's been touched by cancer. And when they hear someone doing something that's physically challenging, where the dollars are going to make a difference, they're really, really willing to step forward and help that person make a difference.
So a team, they would run as a group then? Like, is it like 10 people running?
Groups can be one or 100 or even more than that. It depends on how you want to do it, but the starting horn will go, and everyone goes out as an individual participant, whether they're a member of a team or not.
And I was looking at Twitter before. I noticed that when I used the hashtag Concrete Hero, mm-hmm. there were a bunch of people, a bunch of teams looking for people to join, or people looking for donors. Mm-hmm. So you're using social media to back this event.
Absolutely. Twitter has been a big way for we've recruited people for this event, and Twitter is a great way for individual participants to raise money. And Facebook is another one. And as well, we try to get out inspirational messages about the physical challenge, getting yourself ready to do Concrete Hero, to be a Concrete Hero, as well as tips on how to raise dollars and how we can raise as much as possible so that we can make a difference for cancer research.
So it's $400 basic entry fee. If you get more donors than that, that's great. I think it was $3,000 for teams entry fee.
For each individual, it's $20 to register, and then you raise a minimum of $400. And so you do that as an individual, whether you're a member of a team or not. But a number of the teams come together. They do joint fundraising. They either do pub nights or some other way of raising money, and then they divide up the money between the individuals who are participating.
And where do you register? It's at www.concretehero.ca.
Yes, sir. Or people can call 604-488-HERO, which is 604-488-4376.
And which day? This is September 29th.
This
right?
is September 29th. We start out at 10 a.m. in the morning. So have a chance to get your Wheaties, get strong, get warmed up, and then hit the urban obstacle course that promises to be both challenging and a heck of a lot of fun.
And according to the website information I saw, it's at Strathcona Park, Vancouver, which is down by near the railroad station.
Yeah.
Under or near the Georgia Viaduct?
Yes, absolutely. And we'll end at Concord Pacific Place. There'll be an after party, and we've got some great sponsors in Steve Nash Fitness World, Sports Club, Kind Healthy Snacks, and Red Truck Beer, which I think a number of the participants may be looking for once they cross that finish line.
Hey, Red Truck Beer, I've got a T-shirt by them. I assume they'll be giving out some of their T-shirts.
I may be, yeah. You but they'll definitely be giving out beer, that's for sure.
Okay, that's pretty great. What about opportunities for volunteers? You must need quite a large group of people to put on an event like this successfully.
Absolutely. There'll be hundreds of volunteers, and if people are interested in volunteering, either call the number or go online at concretehero.ca, and there's information on volunteering. It is what's really inspiring about these kind of events is the number of people that come together to participate. And there's a Team UBC that has been formed, and their captain, Natalie Lim, has brought together a whole bunch of people. They're already in one of the top 10 fundraising teams for Concrete Hero. And I know that Natalie is looking for more fierce and ferocious participants to be a part of the team.
So they can work as a volunteer before the race?
Before, during, and after, absolutely.
Before, during, and after the race.
Yeah.
Where do you need the most volunteers right now?
We're still in the process of getting people to volunteer, and I think the...
That's okay.
Pardon me.
Doug has got a bit of a cold here today.
The on-race, the day of the race volunteers are certainly the ones that we're looking to fill right now, so that'll probably during would be the...
How many do you think you're going to need for...
I suspect, I don't know the specific number, but I think it'll be well over 200.
And what about UBC students? We're always trying to get stuff for them to do. I guess they do enough, but they can do more.
Yeah.
And they'll be back in September.
Absolutely. I just mentioned, the Team UBC that Natalie Lim is the captain of has already gotten going and has a number of people signed up. As of last week, they'd raised over $1,700. I know she's looking for more donations and certainly more participants, more students to be a part of this first Concrete Hero. It is unlike any event that has ever happened, certainly in our community. It really is a great way to come together and support some really world-leading research taking place here in British Columbia.
Yeah, it'd be cool if the various faculties like science and arts and engineering had some sort of a competition on this.
I'm all in favor of competition. It helps.
That's, like I said, Doug has got a cold.
My apologies. Yeah, it does help raise dollars and make a real difference.
Seems to be a more positive event than the chariot races we had when I was a student with science versus engineering. I'd like to see them all out there on the Concrete Hero Challenge obstacle race course raising funds. And everyone's going to be affected by cancer at one time or another, either directly or indirectly. So this is something that's really for their future. And I was also interesting. Oh, we're almost out of time. We managed to get through this with a glitch here or there. I was also wondering how successful the Concrete Hero Challenge fundraiser has been in other cities.
Well, it's taken place in Los Angeles the last 2 years. And they've raised a significant amount of money. We're really hopeful that we'll have thousands of people out raising those dollars, and we think it'll be a really exciting, a great result. We don't know we don't have an idea about what the total fundraising will be, but we do know that all of the money raised will go to support life-saving cancer research here in British Columbia. And I can't wait to stand up in front of a couple thousand participants and told them what collectively they've accomplished for cancer research in British Columbia.
Excellent. So you want to give the details of how to register again?
Sure. Concrete Hero is taking place on Sunday, September 29th. We start in Strathcona Park at the Oval Track. We'll end at Concord Pacific Place. And it starts at 10 a.m. If people want to get involved, sign up, participate, concretehero.ca is the website address, or call 604-488-HERO, 604-488-4376.
And if they're using Twitter, use the hashtag ConcreteHero, and other people are doing that also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're almost done our half hour, mm-hmm. and it's been great having you on, Doug. Really enjoyed this. I'm really passionate about cancer research and how it's affected me, so I'm really motivated by all this. We're just going to do a station break and play a bit more of Sarah McLachlan's excellent tune.
CITR 101.9 FM Radio, broadcasting from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, Canada.